The young bloods are free on bond after they were arrested on Thursday for drug and weapons charges. They were traveling to a concert in Georgia. Police stopped their tour bus in Columbus, Georgia because of expired tags. When deputies approached the bus, they noticed the smell of marijuana. They searched the bus and found two handguns and a pound of weed. Sean Paul, Jobo, and 12 members of their entourage were all charged with possession of firearms and possession of marijuana with the intent to sell. The young bloods spokesperson says that he thinks they'll be cleared from all charges simply because they never had any trouble with the law. Cameron is still at the top of the charts as Killer Season holds the number one position for the second week in a row. They're just ahead of the Isley Brothers, Baby Making Music. T.I. is number 3. Rihanna is number 4. Avon is number 5. Then followed by Jagged Edge, Yo Gotti, Neo, Chamillionaire, and Mary J. But Brandon Casey of Jagged Edge says the group doesn't get enough support from MTV.
We are multi-platinum artists that have really had a lot of doors shut in our face like for a long time now. For example, just look at MTV. It's not many groups that have, or just X period, that have sold 2 million, one album almost 3 million, another 1.5 million records. So it's like having the stats, like you don't get the things that come along with the stats. And like I said, you can look on MTV, you rarely see us. They play our videos, but in terms of the actual programming and being a part of the network as other successful artists are, we aren't. And if you look outside of BET, you virtually won't see Jagged Edge. Period. And we've been around for a while. We've proven some things. We've done as good as a lot of groups have. But it's like, you know, like we were saying, like it's just doors shut in our face for no apparent reason.
Master P is developing an American Idol type show, and it's especially for rappers. It's called America's Next Hip Hop Stars, and it's gonna give undiscovered MCs the chance to compete for a recording contract and $50,000. Master P is gonna host the show, and it's gonna feature 12 individual rappers in 6 groups, and they're gonna perform for a panel of judges. TV viewers will then get to vote by phone or online. Snoop, Paul Wall, Romeo, and Free have already agreed to be judges. For more information on America's Next Hip Hop Stars, you can go to guttamusic.com. Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston's comedy The Breakup took in $38.1 million at the box office over the weekend, and it replaced X-Men's Last Stand. It was the nation's number one movie. They say that The Breakup had earned about $10 million more than they expected. X-Men The Last Stand had brought in $175 million in 10 days, and X2 X-Men United took 18 days to make that much money. Today in history, in 1991, CNC Music Factory's album Gonna Make You Sweat was certified double platinum. Brian McKnight is 37, Fred Stone of Sly and the Family Stone is 60, and singer Floyd Butler of Friends of Distinction is 65. And that is The Dish with Tish.